Stop 5. North Bridge and St Mary's Bridge.
Turn right and walk along the bridge, noticing the Doncaster crests underneath each lamppost that depict the river.
North Bridge Road is carried over the railway, an immensely important part of Doncaster's heritage. Looking to the left, you can see the station and the adjacent railway works, or the plant, which was established in 1853 by the Great Northern Railway. Among the locomotives the works produced were the Stirling Singles, the Iveagh Atlantics, and the Gresley Pacifics, including the world-famous Flying Scotsman, the first locomotive to achieve 100 miles per hour, and also to run from London King's Cross to Edinburgh Waverley non-stop. And also the Mallard, which achieved the top speed of 126 miles per hour on the 3rd of July 1938 to become the world's fastest steam locomotive, a record that still holds to the present day. The works continued building all kinds of rolling stock and carriages. During World War II, like other workshops, it joined in the war effort, producing, among other things, Horser gliders for the D-Day airborne assault. In 1957, the last of over 2,000 steam locomotives was built and carriage building finished in 1962. But the works was modernised with the addition of a diesel locomotive repair shop. More recently, new diesel shunters and 25 kV electric locomotives have been built, plus Class 56 and Class 58 diesel electric locomotives. The bridge then crosses the navigation before going over the River Don at St Mary's Bridge. Until 1910, this bridge was previously part of the Great North Road. The current North Bridge was completed in 2003.
Shortly after passing the last lamps, cross the road you've been walking beside at the pedestrian crossing, and then turn right to follow the path as it curves downhill to the road.